If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And let me explain. First, it's free, and we all love free. Their creation tool that allows you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it could be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more platforms. You can also make money from your podcast with no minimum listener. Anchor is everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So definitely check it out. I am using Anchor and I love it. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is your girl, Gina Cherie, and you are live with me on Blog Talk Radio. This is my new platform for my talk show. So your girl finally made it. I've been working on this for quite some time, so I finally made it and I'm here. You can catch me every day at 6:30 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio / Gina Cherie. You can also call into my station and be a part of the conversation. The phone number is 516-387-1938. I definitely could talk. Tonight I'm gonna be live for about 15 minutes, and I just wanna, go over what we're gonna be talking about on the show and give a little insight of what the show is gonna be about. So we're gonna talk about love, culture, relationships. We're gonna talk about letting things go. We're gonna talk about sex. We're gonna talk about anything under the sun. So I'm looking forward to the live talk, the live conversation. I'm looking forward for you guys to call in and being part of the conversation. So definitely hit your girl at 516-387-1938. Quickly though, there was a conversation tonight that I was having with two different individuals. They were talking about letting stuff go. Well, I told them they should let these individuals go. But they were just at different times of the day. One came in first, a young lady came in first, and you can just tell that she had issues or something was wrong. And like, I'm just looking at her like, damn, baby girl, who did it? And she kind of explained what was going on. And then a gentleman came in like maybe an hour and a half after her, and he was like, "You're a female, let me ask you a question." And I was like, "Oh Lord, here we go." So he proceeded to ask me a question, and it was about his girl, and like she kept doing stuff to piss him off and to, make him frustrated. And so for me, it was kind of simple. If you're frustrated with somebody every day, if you can't tolerate them or you can't be in their presence or they're making you cry, they're making you come out of character, you just every day is a battle. You gotta let them go. There are too many people in this world for you to be hanging on to someone that you're not happy with, that you can't be happy with, and that you're fighting and just being upset with every single day. Like, we don't have time to be arguing every single day with someone. So my advice to both of them, let it go. And I'm sure they're not the only ones, and I'm not the only one who had to let someone go or something go that was hindering us or that was stopping us from getting to where we want it to be. So it sounds easier said than done. Of course, I get it. But at the end of the day, we gotta let it go. Let go of fear. Let go of anger. Let go of hurt. Let go of animosity. Let go. So, and you're probably saying to yourself, well, you make it sound so easy to just let it go and to get over things, but I was really hurt and what happened to me really affected me. I get it. Like, if anybody gets it, I get it. I'm not going to go into like all of my background, but I will tell you that anybody that knew me growing up with me, I was one angry, pissed off, attitude person. And if somebody is listening to this, like one of my sisters or any of my relatives, they'd be like, yep, she sure was. She telling the truth right there. I was angry. I was holding on to things. I was very hurt. And you know, as a child, you don't get a choice of how you grow up. You just got to deal with things until you're able to get on your own and make different decisions for yourself. You know, so there was things that I dealt with. There was things that I held on to. There was insecurities that I had. And I let them follow me all the way to my adulthood. And it affected a lot of things, which ties into what I was kind of talking about last Wednesday about love and what love is and what it means to someone to love. All of this ties in together. Like, you can't, it's hard to love yourself or love someone if you don't know what love is. So in the sense of, if you think about it like that, it's hard to let go and love who you are if, first of all, if you don't know what love is. Second, if you don't know how to heal, and we talked about that last time, about healing and letting things go. So how do you do that? What are some of the resources that are out there that can help? Like for me, writing about it helped a lot. But it wasn't until I like literally looked in the mirror and I had a choice to make, and I choose to love myself, let go of the hurt, let go of the pain, let go of all those things that were keeping me bound. And that's really what it is. It's like you got weights and chains all over you, and you are physically, mentally, emotionally bound because you can't get any further in life. And for me, it was letting go of those certain things. But for someone else, it could have been letting go of someone that is hurting you. And it doesn't have to just be a spouse. It could be a friend, it could be a sister, it could be a brother, it could be anybody that is hurting you and keeping you at a standstill. You're saying, how can someone else keep me at a standstill? Well, if you're dealing with an individual, male or female, and you have dreams, you have goals, you have aspirations, but somehow this person keeps, and I'm going to say manipulating, and they keep doing anything they can to ruin your day or start a fight or an argument or knock you out of your game or anything to disrupt what you're trying to do and better yourself. You, my friend, are bound to that person. And until you break those chains and you let that person go, your wings are going to spread and you're going to fly. I too had to let a few people go. People that I thought they were my friends, people that, you know, I hung out with, and it was fine and dandy being in the club and we were chilling and we were hanging out. But as soon as I started wanting to better myself and I wanted to do other things, I quickly found out that these were not my friends. These were not people that were wanting to see me go somewhere because they weren't trying to go anywhere. They were comfortable being in the state that they were. So I had to make a decision. Do I continue hanging with these people and not focus on where I'm trying to go? Or do I simply let them go so that I can get to where God wants me to be? And at this point in my life, it was a no-brainer. Let them go. Find people and surround people that are doing the same things that you're doing or have a goal that are trying to get there that can motivate you. You can motivate them that you can get somewhere. And really, that's what it boils down to be, for me at least. I no longer associate with anybody that tries to hinder my process. You gotta go. And I'm hoping that others can relate, and they can do the same, or and they can help somebody, you know, become unbound to someone. If that makes sense. Like, just let me know. Like, I'm sure I'm not the only person out there that feels that way. I'm not the only person out there that had to learn how to forgive and love and let go. And so if you are that person, if you've been through the similar situation, whether it's a person, an object, or anything that was hindering you, let me know. You can call me at 516-387-1938 and let's talk about it. Let's help other people get through and let me know. You can message me on my show as well. Let me know if you are that someone that had to let something go to get to where you're going. Let me know how you did it, because you might have done it a different way than I have, or a different way than someone else have. So let me know. Call me at 516-387-1938. I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say. And you never know. I can learn from you. There might be something else that I need to let go and I'm having a hard time doing it. Maybe you can help me get through it as well. So this is your girl, Gina Cherie. You can hit me at 516-387-1938. Come join the show, Blog Talk Radio / Gina Cherie. And like I said, I'll be here every night at 6:30 p.m. Make sure you call. Make sure you leave me a message. Join this conversation. This is just a start of where I want to take this. So come grow with me, come learn with me, and teach me. I'm open and I'm willing. So hit your girl at 516-387-1938. Again, it's 516-387-1938. And you guys have a great night. I'm sounding off until tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Blog Talk Radio. This is your girl, Gina Cherie.